Here in this video, we will showcase the 15 biggest human armies in science fiction, at least space sci-fi, and the ones with actual numbers and proper estimates that can be uncovered. Of course, there might be some that we have left out, so do let us know in the comments section below. Hammer it down, let's begin. 15. The USMC. The Colonial Marines in a universe of aliens serve as the primary ground combat arm of the United America's interstellar military. It was founded in the year 2101. As a successor to the United States Marine Corps, they are a rapid response force capable of deploying across vast interstellar distances without a need for reinforcement or resupply. Operating as frontline soldiers of humanity, the Colonial Marines are trained and equipped to fight in any environment, whether planetary, orbital, or even in deep space. At their operational peak during the Tientsin campaign in the year 2165, their strength reached over 240,000 Marines, supported by another 50,000 in reserve, forming one of the most formidable human ground forces in sci-fi, at least with proper numbers given, and might I say, still very small compared to the others here in this list. Above them are the Federation Army from Star Trek. Now, Star Trek isn't a setting that is focused on large military conflicts in the ground or on planetary surfaces, but nevertheless, it still has an army, or to be more precise, the Federation Marine Corps, which is sometimes shortened to just the Marine Corps, and this is one of the three branches of the Federation military. With 10 divisions, each division was divided into 4 regiments, which were subdivided into 4 battalions each. These battalions were further subdivided into 5 companies each, and now even though it had other species there, humans made the bulk of the army or the Marine Corps. At its peak, the total numbers came to about 250,000, and like the Colonial Marines of Aliens, they are the smallest here in this list. Now 13, we have the Helghast Army. In the setting of Killzone the Games, we have the Helghast Army. This is the main military force of the Helgen Empire and was forged from the ashes of the old Helgen Corporation's militia, which once policed the Alpha Centauri system before it was defeated by the United Colonial Nations in the First Extrasolar War. It was then reborn under the iron rule of Scholar Visari. The Helghast Army became a vast and disciplined war machine, fanatically devoted to reclaiming Helgen's honor and waging vengeance upon the Interplanetary Strategic Alliance during the Second Extrasolar War. At its height, the Helghast First Army counted over 800,000 soldiers, while the Third Army deployed roughly 300,000 troops during the invasion of Vector. Number 12, the Mobile Infantry. Yeah, this is from Starship Troopers. This is the primary ground combat branch of the Terran Federation Armed Forces, a massive interstellar military organization, which was tasked with defending humanity and expanding Federation influence across the galaxy, and the main focus is to combat the Arachnids. Its numbers is not given in detail, but we can still estimate from known information relating to its recruitment drive and the casualties it had in the Glendatu invasion. In the movie depiction, the Federation's campaign against the Arachnids saw catastrophic losses, most infamously during the invasion of Glendatu, where over 100,000 mobile infantry personnel were killed in a single operation, within hours of the first drop. But despite this disaster, the Federation continued to wage war on multiple fronts, launching subsequent offensives such as the Operation Pincer and the Tango Orilla campaign, which are supported by massive recruitment drives that flooded the ranks with new volunteers, all eager to earn citizenship. This would push the total strength to several million at least. Number 11, we have the Terran Marine Corps of the StarCraft universe, which stands as the backbone of every Terran military force across the Kobrulu sector, numbering in the several millions at its peak. These soldiers form the core of the Terran Dominions and, previously, the Confederacy's frontline armies. Each Marine here is equipped with a powered CMC combat suit and the capacity to operate in hostile environments from toxic wastelands to the vacuum of space with a C-14 Gauss rifle. The ranks of the Marine Corps were often filled through neural resocialization programs, a brutal process involving brain surgery, implants, and a psychological conditioning program used to transform convicts and prisoners and dissidents into obedient soldiers. At its height, the Terran Marine Corps fielded millions of soldiers spread across the worlds of the Kobrulu sector, making it a sizable ground force in sci-fi. Now on the 10th spot we have the Army of Paul Atreides. So Paul Atreides' army in Dune represents one of the most formidable and transformative military forces in human history, at least in sci-fi. Rising from the harsh deserts of Arrakis, Paul, who is known to the Fremen as the Muad'Dib, forged a fanatical army from the Fremen tribes, bringing nearly 6-7 million warriors out of Arrakis's roughly 10 million inhabitants into war. These desert-born fighters were unmatched in discipline, in stealth and ferocity, trained by generations of survival on a deadliest world in the Imperium. After Paul seized the Imperial throne, The conflict evolved into a vast civil war across the known galaxy, as great houses either resisted or pledged allegiance to the new Atreides Empire. The ones that were conquered or pledged themselves to Paul Atreides poured their own armies into the chaos. The resulting Atreides army, or Jihad, consumed countless worlds and claimed over 60 billion lives, reshaping the political and spiritual order of humanity in the Dune universe. At number 9 we have the UNSC Marine Corps of Halo. This is the primary ground combat branch of the United Nations Space Command, or the UNSC, functioning as humanity's frontline defense and expeditionary force across interstellar space, with a common estimate floating around in the internet of a peak strength of around 6.75 million, and of course supported by millions more in planetary defense forces and the militia auxiliaries. The Marine Corps forms the backbone of the UNSC vast military apparatus. During the Human Covenant War, which lasted from 2525 to around 2552, the UNSC Marines bore the brunt of humanity's defense, sustaining catastrophic losses yet continuing to fight on in countless worlds such as Reach, Harvest, and even on planet Earth. Despite being vastly outnumbered by the Covenant, the Marine Corps' professionalism, courage, and its combined arms doctrine made them a linchpin of human resistance, of course with great help from the Spartans. Now going on to number 8 we have the SLDF Ground Forces from Battletech. The Star League's Defense Forces was the largest and most powerful military organization in human history within the Battletech universe, serving as a unified armed forces of the Star League, which governed thousands of star systems spread across 500 light years from Terra, or Earth. At its peak strength, the SLDF fielded an astonishing over 100 million soldiers organized into 486 divisions, supported by massive fleets, aerospace wings, and logistical networks that span entire sectors of space. The ground forces alone were unmatched in scale and sophistication, composed of millions of battle mechs, armored vehicles, infantry regiments, and artillery units, all coordinated under a highly advanced command structure. Now, number 7 we have the UNMC from Expanse. The United Nations Marine Corps of the Expanse universe serves as a ground and space infantry arm of Earth and stands as the largest and most powerful military force in the Sol system. As the primary instrument of Earth's military might, the UNMC is trained and equipped for operations across Earth, Luna, the Belt, and the Outer Planets, maintaining a permanent presence aboard the UNN warships and also in the UN protectorates throughout known space. Each Marine here is outfitted with advanced powered combat armor, which is sealed and shielded against the vacuum of space, against radiation and extreme temperatures. At its peak operational strength, the UNMC can field up to 100 million combat-ready troops throughout the Sol system, vastly outnumbering any rival military, including or especially the Martians Marine Corps. Number 6. The Systems Alliance Army of Mars Effect. See, here in the Mars Effect universe, the Systems Alliance military serves as the unified armed forces of humanity, representing Earth and its colonies on the interstellar stage in the Citadel. Before the Reaper War, the Alliance maintained a highly professional but a relatively modest standing force of around 9 million active duty personnel. When the Reapers invaded the Sol system and Earth fell, the Alliance government declared a universal military draft, mobilizing the entire human species for survival. Millions volunteered, while countless more were conscripted from colonies, optional habitats, and civilian fleets. Within months, the Alliance military swelled from a disciplined professional force into a vast, desperate war machine numbering an unprecedented 780 million active duty personnel. And that is only humans. Top 5. We start with the Galactic Empire from Star Wars. The Imperial Army of the Galactic Empire in Star Wars was one of the largest primarily human military force ever assembled, serving as the ground warfare branch of the Imperial military under Emperor Palpatine. With around 20 active sector armies, this structure alone accounted for approximately 23.6 million personnel, of which 15.5 million were frontline combat troops. However, this figure is highly debated. In reality, the Empire's true strength was colossal, encompassing a vast fleet of the Imperial Navy, which included over 25,000 Star Destroyers and millions of smaller vessels and extensive planetary garrisons. It is estimated in other sources that the Star Destroyers alone carried over 925 million troops. When factoring in logistics, engineering, medical corps, the planetary defense forces, and the systems garrisons, the total size of the Imperial military, or just the army, likely exceeded 3 to 4 billion personnel at its peak. And number 4 we have something really strange, a post-human swarm from Callum Stephen Diggle's Humanity Lost, a book. Humanity here, facing a defeat from an alien threat known as the Conglomerate, merged with a newly created super AI and became a hive species, with the AI as the hive mind. The human race ceased to exist as individuals and was reborn as a singular hive mind, an immortal, ever-expanding organism of flesh and machine. From that moment on, humanity became a vast self-replicating intelligence spanning entire star systems, waging war not for dominance but for assimilation. Each conquered world was transformed into a womb world, a planet-sized living factory of biomechanical growth, where rivers of nutrient fluids fed colossal vats that birthed new forms of life. These new humans were no longer human in any recognizable sense. They are grotesque biforms, with most that were armored in organic armors, while others are woven from muscle and circuitry. Each one, an extension of the AI's singular consciousness, singularity. By the time of the main events of the story, the human swarm likely numbered in tens of billions. Think of them as humanity's version of the Zerg or the Tyranids, but humans being these bioforms. You'd be surprised that at number 3 we have Super Earth Army from Helldivers. The Helldivers make it to the top 3, and here we have the Super Earth Armed Forces, which stands as the colossal military arm of the Federation of Super Earth, which enforces the will of a managed democracy across the galaxy. While the Helldivers executed high-risk tactical operations on hostile worlds, it is the Super Earth Army Corps that bears the brunt of the Galactic War, holding vast planetary fronts, establishing occupation zones, and maintaining control over liberated territories. Though official numbers remain classified, the sheer scale of Super Earth's war effort spanned multiple sectors of the galaxy and, simultaneously, planetary campaigns, which implies that the Super Earth Army fielded tens of billions of soldiers across countless divisions, mechanized units, and orbital deployments. Reflecting this massive fictional mobilization, the Helldivers community itself reached a real-world peak of players of over 450,000 in February of 2024, but sadly has since then gone down. Number 2, the Interim Coalition of Governance from the Zeely Sequence. This here is humanity's galaxy-spanning military state in Stephen Baxter's Zeely Sequence and represents the ultimate expression of human militarization as a civilization that is tragically transformed into a perpetual war machine. The ICG here, or the Interim Coalition of Governance, is obsessed with the Druze Doctrine, which preached human supremacy and the eradication of all alien life. The ICG has mobilized virtually the entire Milky Way galaxy into a single centralized war economy, aimed solely at defeating the alien species known as the Zeely. With the conflict locked in a 3,000-year stalemate at the galactic core, the scale of human sacrifice is almost incomprehensible, with an average of 10 billion soldiers dying every year, most of them child soldiers genetically bred to fight and perish. Over the millennia, the total death toll has surpassed 30 trillion, making it the bloodiest conflict in all of speculative fiction, well aside from number 1. But despite such staggering losses, the ICG's population base across a galaxy of trillions ensures a standing military strength in the hundreds of billions at any given moment. And the biggest, of course, and I'm not saying this cause I'm actually biased about this entry, but honestly though, it is the Astra Militarum of 40k, plus the uncountable planetary defense forces that it also commands on the side. It is known in Gothic or Low Gothic as the Imperial Guard. It is the single largest military organization in the galaxy and the backbone of the Imperium of Man. It is a force so vast that even the Departmentum Munitorum, the Imperial bureaucracy responsible for its administration, cannot really quantify its true size. The Guard draws its manpower from the Imperial Tithe, with trillions of new recruits conscripted every standard year from countless worlds of the Imperium. However, conservative estimates place the active fighting strength of the Astra Militarum in the high trillions, divided into millions of regiments, each numbering thousands or tens of thousands of soldiers. Supporting and often outnumbering the Guard are the planetary defense forces of every world under the Imperium. These are the local militaries of each Imperial world, who serves as both the first and last line of defense. Their total strength likely exceeds even that of the Guard, numbering in the tens of trillions, or even more when counted across a million worlds. And with that, we come to the end of the video on the 15 biggest human armies in science fiction. Now do hit that like button for support, and also for the ones holding their phones in their hands, you know the drill, hit the hype button to push this content further. Also subscribe to be a part of Legion Nerdbug, and till the next time, take care, boys.